On this week's player profile, I had a chance to talk to fan favorite and, you know, I guess, you know, face of the franchise, Rob Bagg, for a few minutes. So here's my chat with Rob Bagg.
Halloween coming up on Tuesday. Two-part question. What are you going as? And what are your kids going as?
I mean, I have no idea. I have no idea what I'm personally going to wear this weekend. But knowing my children back home, I don't think they've all picked out their costumes. That we're probably going to have an Iron Man, a Spider-Man, and some sort of...
Princess?
Yeah, probably Elsa from Frozen. Those are probably top three right now.
Did you ever do any Halloween pranks when you were a kid?
I never egged anybody. I would never do that.
Smash pumpkins.
Yeah. Toilet, TP houses or nothing?
No, I wouldn't do any of that. No.
What's your biggest pet peeve in life?
I think just fake people that put on a facade to either impress you or just to kind of keep your opinion to themselves. I just don't genuinely like people that aren't at least upfront with you.
What's your worst bad habit?
Cherry blasters. I could probably crush a pack of those a day.
What's your favorite holiday and why?
My favorite holiday? I haven't been home for one in a long time, but just Thanksgiving. It's just a great opportunity for our extended family to all come and be in the same place. Something that becomes a little bit harder as we get older around Christmas time, but Thanksgiving seems to be a time of the year that we can all get together, and it's just a good time.
You're taking your wife out for a perfect date. What are you doing?
Probably taking her to, we'd probably go back to Wooden Heads if we were in Kingston, which is a local restaurant that she enjoys. And, you know, dinner, movie, or just going out for drinks. She's been one of my best friends since I was in high school. So anytime I get a quiet moment with my wife, Kelly, is a blessing for sure.
What is your best hidden talent?
My best hidden talent? I think my best hidden talent's probably my speed out here. Most people seem to ignore it, so I'll say that.
Describe your ideal day off. No football, no kids, just Rob to himself.
I'm not the type of person that likes to sit down too much, so it wouldn't be ideal if I didn't have friends or family around. I'm going to want to spend time with somebody, but just low-key, you know, maybe have a barbecue, something like that. So I'm really not that fancy.
So you've been here a long time. You've signed a lot of things for fans. What's the weirdest thing you've ever signed?
I call him my man, but there's a great fan in town that's got my name, my autograph tattooed on his calf, as well as a full-size picture. So, that's by far. I don't want to call it weird, but it's certainly out there, and I appreciate his support.
What was your favorite toy as a kid?
My favorite toy was probably the hockey stick my dad cut down for me.
And finally, what keeps you motivated being in the CFL this long?
Just lack of respect.
That's really it.
Shade thrown at a couple of folks on Twitter by Rob Bagg at the very end there. And I know he was called out for not having speed anymore, and again for not tagging him in that tweet. And as he heard at the end, that's what keeps him going now. And admittedly, he isn't the same player that he was back in 2009, 2010. But let's be honest, no one is the same 8 years later.
You didn't ask him about dogs or cats.
Oh, I didn't. I'm sorry, Amy. I guarantee he would say dogs. Rob Bagg would be total. Well, his kids might be more for cats, but I feel he would be a dog person.
You failed. You're fired.
You
get
one.
Out.
Yeah.
Get out of the room.
You have one job amongst all your other jobs.
But what Rob does blocking and being just a leader on this team, you can't replace that. And we discussed that earlier in the show. He goes in every game with that blue-collar work ethic, and that's exactly why he became my favorite player of all time. And why he's still a huge fan favorite to this day, even though his production isn't what it used to be, stat-wise, you know, receiving. So, really, I like those answers at the end there.
Cause yeah, I love that
shade. Because you really see what does get him going through practice and just people not respecting what he does anymore.
That makes me respect him a little bit more.